Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham with a live update here in our operations area. Thanks for the feedback on the audio. We're louder, we're projecting, and we're going to get the latest update on the hurricane. Right here on radar, Dennis, let's check it out. We can see the center located right there. I mean, the latest information we have is just continuing to move ever so slowly, but northeast at 10, but it's a little faster than we have before. We expect that to continue with time. Latest winds that we have, getting the latest readings, 105 miles an hour, and I think that's really concentrated just around that center. So where that eye and that eye wall interacts with land and gets real close, you can get some hurricane force winds right there on the land. We've had some buoys, we've had some offshore values getting into that hurricane force wind. So a lot of winds and the rain bands over the same areas. Remember, we started off this morning, Dennis, and we were talking about these same exact areas getting that rain and where those tornadoes were, where tornadoes still a possibility in some of these areas, and also the potential for flooding because they just keep putting more and more rain over the same areas. And this is still yet to come. So all this rain still headed this way. A lot of that area already got a lot of rain during the day today. Here's the latest information. As you see, 105 miles an hour moving northeast at 10. Let's start really looking at exactly where we're going to go. Pretty close to the same track. We still have that hurricane warning out in red for the Outer Banks through portions of South Carolina because those hurricane force winds right there just so close to the coast and continuing to be along the coast. Let's look at time from right now and then 2 p.m. on Friday. So during the night and during the day tomorrow, eventually moving off the Outer Banks by tomorrow afternoon. So that's what we're looking at for movement. Still, tropical storm force winds. Look at the size of the tropical storm force winds. So most of it offshore, but there's enough onshore to cause some damage, especially in those areas associated with the center and also associated with some of those rain bands. Tropical storm force winds, by the way, with our warning up in Virginia, just if you draw that circle, it could get right over there. So everyone's got to be ready for this, but one of the big things we have to watch for is the rain. We've been talking about that, and we saw that on the radar. The Weather Prediction Center, they put together this. They look at the values. This is for the storm entirety, any one of these areas. There's North Carolina, South Carolina, coastal and inland, just a whole lot of rain. Really, to detail that a little further, look at the amounts right there. 10 to 15, Dennis. 10 to 15 inches of rain, maybe some places more, and that's the areas in red right along the coast and inland, and even the 6 to 10 inches. So if you think about that outline, that's exactly where that moderate and high risk was. So very dangerous situation, and we got to talk about it because we're starting to get roads covered by water. Nighttime is coming. You can't see the water where it covers the road. Very dangerous situation. And you look at the last 3 years, and you look at the fatalities in tropical systems, and 83%, a lot of inland flooding, over half of those in automobiles. So be careful. At night, you can't see where the water's over the road. And the other thing is, don't move the barricades. Don't drive your car where water covers the road. It's dangerous. Turn around. Don't drown. It's a slogan that we always have. We've got to really start looking at that over the next couple days as the water continues to fall and cover the road. So storm surge, we've been talking about, brand new update coming. It looks like back in the fishbowl, we visited the fishbowl last year, and they're working on it. So it looks like the storm surge warnings will continue to be along the North Carolina coast. They're working on clearing them as the winds shift around and start pushing that water back out. So you'll start seeing these being chopped as we go further into time. 4 to 7 feet, though. Still very serious situation around North Carolina, the Pamlico Sound. Look how it works. These are the barrier islands. The wind just pushes that water, so much power, and it goes through the barrier islands and into the sounds. This is the Pamlico Sound here. It goes right into the edges and some of those river basins. Those river basins start to narrow and the water piles up. So it's not just right there on the coast. It could be miles and miles inland. So really be careful. That water's going to come up. It's going to continue to come up. And the other important factor here is the fact that we talk about that water coming early with that flow. However, even when the hurricane comes on through and exits, so let's just say the center is over here, the flow in this direction, some sound-facing shores could see water even after the center passes. So you could get the water piled up, and then the north flow pushes it the opposite direction. So really be careful. Even when the storm passes, you can still see some of that water. So a dangerous situation. Dennis, we're going to go over to the Tropical Analysis Forecast Branch, and we got a great look at some of the waves associated with Hurricane Dorian, and also a look at really the support that we're given for the relief effort for the Bahamas, because the seas are still pretty high, and just wanted to come right around the corner. So introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing.
Hi, I'm Jeff Bowitsky. I'm a lead forecaster here in the Tropical Analysis Forecast Branch, and we provide marine forecasts. We're here 24 hours a day to do that. Obviously, our biggest concern right now is what's going on with Dorian. We have a lot of relief efforts commencing in the Bahamas. Here's a quick look at the ship traffic. So a lot of vessels going back and forth between South Florida and the Bahamas. Now, even though Dorian's well north of the Bahamas, there still are some very large seas coming down into this area. Over here on the left, these are some observations from earlier today. These are wave heights in feet. We have wave heights anywhere from 8 up to 15, even 18 feet earlier today. Now, they're coming down some. If we move over to the screen back here on the right, this is our forecast of seas. And anything in white or purple is 12 feet or greater. So we have some very large seas coming down still around Dorian from the northwest to north. And that's sort of going right between Florida and the Bahamas. So still some very rough seas. Now, as we go forward in time, the good news is as Dorian continues to pull away, you see those whites and blues backing away to the north. So marine conditions are expected to improve overnight, tonight, into tomorrow, which will help with those relief efforts.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate what you do and just keeping everybody safe and the ships real safe out there, because it'd be real dangerous conditions, especially, you know, even after the hurricane throwing out those swells, it could be real dangerous. So, Dennis, there it is, the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. I think the big takeaway, the dangers of water, still have that storm surge. Look, 90% of fatalities in tropical systems is the water. We've got to watch out for it. Nighttime coming, got water on the roads, heavy rain, storms. Be careful out there. Remember, turn around, don't drown. And I think we can get through this together if everybody listens to these safety factors and we think about how to keep ourselves safe for the next couple days. So this is Ben Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.